Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the air.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. Okay, so the Democrats have a problem. There is a growing concern on the left that the Black male vote might cause Biden the election. Reports of about Black men escaping the Democratic plantation is starting to creep up on the web. Here's one of the headlines from the Wall Street Journal. It reads, Democrats scramble to win over more Black men. Here's another headline from the Brookings Institute. It reads, to win Black men's votes in 2020, save your slogans and speak to our priorities. And yet another one from Axios that goes like this. 2020, Democrats court Black male voters. As I kept coming across these headlines, I found myself asking this question. Have Black men found their mojo? There is no mystery. Everyone knows it's election season. This means that Democrats are looking to rip off the Black voter. But more and more Black men are refusing to go along with the swindle. Please understand, when I speak about Black men finding their mojo, I'm talking about how Black men are embracing the idea that they have to reconstitute their self-determination. I'm talking about Black men rediscovering the brilliance that built Black Wall Street. If you have a comment or a question, please call 516-531-9540 and press 1. And also, think about this. In 2013, the Vice President Biden launched an initiative earmarking $12 million to address the needs of U.S. Holocaust survivors. That's from the Times of Israel reported. Some 130,000 Holocaust survivors were living in the U.S. at the time, according to government estimates, a quarter of them below the poverty line. Now, more than 40 million Americans are Black, around 13% of the population, according to Census Bureau estimates. Pew Research reported the African-American poverty rate in 2017 was 21.2%. That's 9 million African-Americans who fell below the poverty line of $24,864 for a family of four. Now, during the September 2019 debate, ABC News moderator Lindsay Davis reminded Biden in a conversation about how to deal with segregation in schools back in 1975. Jim Crow Joe told a reporter, I don't feel responsible for the sins of my father and grandfather. I feel responsible for what the situation is today, for sins of my own generation, and I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. So, I want to know, anybody that's a Democrat or planning to vote for Biden, call in. I want to hear your opinion over what I just read. The number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. And even if you don't vote for Biden or you never were going to vote for Biden or not vote at all, call in because I want your opinion. Because there are a lot of Black people out here giving their votes away for free. And they're using the same cliche as I'm voting for a lesser evil. Evil is evil. The number is 516. 531-9540. Now, at this election season, there are a lot of people going out clamoring for the vote. And too many black people for over 40 years have given Democrats their vote and hasn't gotten anything in return. So I want to know, if you're listening and you are a Democrat, why do you keep voting for a Democrat when they're not doing anything for you? The number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. So as I've been reading, also, that a lot of black men...
6120.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm not a Democrat, but I think you raise a valid point. And there's a lot of black Americans that are totally just giving their vote away for free and not asking for anything. So I was wondering if you have any thoughts on why that is. Like, how come no one is this? I mean, the notion that vote because I'm afraid that Trump will be in office, that's not enough to move me to the poll. So I was, you know, I was always curious about that question myself. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on why that is.
Well, I believe a lot of people voted the way their family voted.
Right.
And
monkey see, monkey
a
do.
Lot of black people are Democrats, and they voted Democrat. And I don't think a lot of people know why they vote Democrat. I believe
okay.
It was something passed along, basically, just like religion. Your family's
true.
Democrat,
just,
you vote Democrat.
Right. And I believe also that black media, well, old black media, plays a role in sort of ginning up right people to always be afraid that the big bad Republicans are out to get them. When in truth and in reality, most black people in America live under Democrat rule, whether it's Atlanta, Miami, Baltimore, Detroit. And we see how we're doing under Democrat leadership. We're not doing well at all. So if that's not an indictment of Democrat leadership, I don't know what is. And again, the only reason why nobody has snapped our judgment and brought us to is because black media keep running interference for Democrats. And this goes back to the fly job Tom Joyner. He's not calling Democrats to account. The only thing he gets up there to do is Twitter, register to vote. Vote or die, I mean, that sort of thing, but that doesn't get us anywhere. That doesn't move the needle. I'm looking for policy that moves the entirety of black America probably onto the shores of fortune. And until I find somebody who has that agenda, irrespective of whether they are Democrat or Republican, that's who gets my vote.
Okay, you had also mentioned some major cities that are populated with large African Americans.
No, I'm saying.
And a lot of those
cities
are run down.
True, but I'm telling you, if they're not run down, that means they've been gentrified, which is another issue on the or another indictment on the Democrat leadership. If they've been gentrified, that means we're no longer there. That means we wasn't economically strong enough to hold down our position, so we had to pike up and flee like refugees in a war zone. That's another indictment. Because if their leadership was up to standards, we should have been economically strong enough to hold down our area. But we wasn't. So, again, why on earth does anyone vote for Democrat if you're black? I don't know. Other than the fact that somehow Democrats have convinced and coached us up to go out and rally on behalf and attack Democrats' political enemy, not our political enemy. See, Donald Trump is the enemy of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Not black people. So that's my thoughts on that issue.
And I also think that the black church plays a role in that also.
Oh, they definitely do. I mean, there's a lot of patty roller operations that go around, whether it's the black clergy, congressional black caucus, black media, black entertainers, everybody, the whole, this is like one big conglomerate. that serves one purpose, keep black people on the Democrat plantation. The only purpose they serve, because they're definitely not out here calling attention to, for example, think about this whole reparation push. That didn't come from black entertainers. The reparations push didn't come from, or the black agenda push didn't come from the Congressional Black Caucus. They was already getting their pockets lined. That came from grassroots level. People, and then, you know, they caught on and said, okay, well, I guess the roots is up. Then, okay, well, we got to start pushing for reparations and a black agenda. But that shouldn't have came from grassroots. If these people were truly looking out for black interests, or if these people were truly pro-black, that should have came from their level. It should have never had to come from grassroots people saying, hold up, on second thought, screw the Democrats. They're not getting my vote because they're not doing anything to earn it. So, again, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around in terms of why black people keep voting for Democrats despite not getting anything for it. But at some point, and new media like yourself, when we're starting to turn the corner and say, on, you know, Slim, no black agenda, no black vote. I mean, it's as simple as that. So, but, yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of blame to go around.
Okay, what do you think about what Joe Biden said about reparations?
I'm not really familiar on what he said about reparations in the sense that if he offered it to someone else, I don't know. But I know when the issue was brought up in terms of reparations for black America, he didn't have any interest in it. He was like so many other Democrats. At best, what we can do is hold a hearing or commission a study, and we'll get back to you on what we find. So nobody's really pushing a true black agenda. It's it's a lot of semantics, a lot of symbolism, but no one's really trying to give black people what, you know, aid us in terms of our edification.
I agree. And also, Biden promises day one pathway to citizenship once elected for immigrants.
That email, I mean, I caught that tweet also. But again, the first people who were supposed to call Joe Biden out on that was the Congressional Black Caucus. It was supposed to send an email to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Biden's campaign and say, wait one got minute. We have all these black people that for years, for decades, have been clamoring about a black agenda, a real black agenda and reparations, and you're telling me on day one after you get inaugurated, you're sending up a pathway, a bill that gives all these illegals a pathway to citizenship? Well, if that's not pandering, what is? And also, that's an indictment of Democrats thinking they own the black vote. Like, we don't really have to do anything for you, Slim. We already got you in the pocket. Because black entertainers are going to bring you along.
They actually do have most black people in the pocket, because most black people are going to go out and vote for them and get nothing.
Right, exactly. And if you want to know how this whole notion about get Biden in there, listen, we already know what black people, how we look under Democrat leadership. Just look at all the cities we're in. Detroit, Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore schools are filling. I mean, that's sad. Detroit is another case. I mean, we know what we look like under Democrat leadership. So this whole notion about get Biden in and all of a sudden the sun will come out. I mean, having Biden in, what does that do about illiteracy in our community? What does that do about crime in our community? How does having Biden in office change any of that? That's what I want to know. That's the question I pose to anyone who's out scrambling or rambling about we got to vote for Joe Biden and get Trump out. I mean, if you get Trump out, what changes? That's what I want to know. That's my question.
Well, Biden get in, nothing is going to change for black people because he's not going to do anything for him.
Right. Other than the people that's thirsty for power, they'll be back in, like the Nancy Pelosi, the Chuck Schumers of the world. I mean, they're back on the throne, and they'll continue to line their pocket with big business. That's doing that sort of thing. But in terms of anything that helps out black America, it's not happening. But somehow they've coached us up to think that their political enemies are our political enemies, and that's not the case. But again, when you don't have old black media calling them out on it, just going along with it or endorsing it or covering for them, I mean, what do you expect? Most black people are just trying to go out here, raise their family, earn their income, and, you know, live life. They sit home and they expect the news to be on the up and up and tell them in terms of what's going on. But we, you know, you know, most of the media are in the Democrats' pocket. So, you know, that's, I mean, it's
okay.
sad the way black people are getting played by Democrats.
I have another caller.
Okay. Caller, come on, please.
Hello? Yes, I'm on.
Okay.
Hello, you hear me?
Comment? Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, my comment was about the what the young man was just saying. It was all two valid points, but you know, you as a Democrat, and you were saying the two of the less evils. You know, that's one thing that a lot of blacks are, you know, what I'm saying, are still pondering with. Okay, goddamn, now if I go with, if I don't vote, Trump gonna be back in there. There's gonna be a lot of chaos, and if I do, so a lot of blacks still on that same bandwagon of the lesser of the evils. Like me, I really don't care for Biden or Trump, but you know, a lot of us fight for that. Okay, which route? Because if you don't show up, you still got this clown in there in office. So sometimes you gotta take. I'm saying sometimes you gotta take a fall. You know what I'm saying? You got to take one for the team. And it might not be the right thing to do, but, you know, some of us still might have to go to vote not knowing that, you know what I'm saying, okay, we might not get much. We haven't gotten much when Obama was there, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is this time that, you know, we got initiative to push for the Democrat vote. But like I said, you know, me and another guy was talking that, hey, like, we just have to take one for the team. I mean, because you don't want Trump back in there. And I know what you're saying, because I've been the same way of all these years. You know, when you was a little kid, vote Democrat, vote Democrat, vote Democrat. So you that was raised church, and then you got the Democrats coming there and the whole church, Democrats and all that. So that's something you was raised a little kid, you know, church, hot church, and stuff like that right there. But my thing is for him, you know, y'all saying, damn, that what we going to get. Okay, well, I understand that. But you know what you're going to get if you don't show up. You already know what you're going to get. Hey, y'all.
Well,
yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Lied to.
Okay.
And like the first caller, you know what I'm saying? He got valid points.
Has Trump being in office affected your money, your income?
Not necessarily my money. No.
Okay.
No, Trump didn't affect my money, but I wouldn't say Trump affect my money. I think the coronavirus affected a lot of people's money out there, but it had nothing to do with Trump because the economy was on the up and up, so everybody was doing good. But my thing is this right here is, you know what I'm saying, I got to protect my own money. I don't leave it up to the Democrats, and I don't leave it up to the Republicans to put my money apart. I put my money apart. I put my money save, investments, and doing little stuff like they're there for the future. That's something that, as a black person, you should do anyway. You should set your own stuff up. I can't worry about what Trump doing, because even if Biden get in there, he still ain't going to set me up for the future. I don't care who get in
okay,
there.
Okay, well, so
they're
both racist.
If Biden's not setting you up for the future, why are you voting for Biden? And what is this team that you're talking about taking one for? Because it's definitely not the black team. I can tell you that, because we live right now. If you want to know how things are under Democrats, go to Miami. Go to Detroit. These are all cities
that
are
know
run
that.
By Democrats.
I already know that.
So who is this team that you're
trying to say? So basically what you're trying to say is,
who
okay,
is this team that you're talking about?
So basically you're trying to say don't show up in there. You know what I mean? So basically that's what you're trying to say. But a lot of us got to take one for the team, man. If you got a family, a lot of times you got to go do a lot of stuff that you don't want to do for your family.
Whoa, bro, you're making no sense. I mean, your thought process has no relationship to reality. Listen to yourself. You're talking about
I'm just laying out the case that having Biden in office doesn't do anything for the black team.
Or how does removing Trump help the black team? That lay out that case.
Okay.
The black team, not the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer team, because we know if Biden is in office, we know Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer win. Black America get what they've been getting. Absolutely nothing. Lay out that case.
Back in there. Oh, okay. Okay. So, and I feel the same way you feel. I'm the same with you, okay? If Trump get in there, blacks getting absolutely nothing again.
Well, Trump is already in there. But my whole point is this, Chuck.
You
listen to this.
Trump, you know, like I said, we're not going to get anything. So, like I said, it's a lot of
guy. You're not getting anything. That's the part. This is where your logic is disconnected from reality. You don't understand that you're not getting anything, period, right now. So the whole notion that you're going to go out and vote for what?
No, I agree with that.
Nothing from nothing is nothing. Nothing from nothing is nothing. This chaos that they speak of, that they speak of, 90% of it is made up anyway. That doesn't affect black America one bit. That's a figment of the media's imagination to try and scare up people and scare them up to say, go out and vote for Trump, because we know Biden really doesn't have a case to sell you on. So we're going to drum up a lot of fear. Again, the black team. How does the black team win for voting for Jim Crow Joe?
I never say nobody won. I told you that.
So why are you wasting time with your vote? So here's the real key. In other words, you want to just elude yourself of any leverage that black America has. The only thing we have is our vote. They have already moved in a cheap labor from South America, thanks to the Democrats. They've already moved in cheap labor, so they don't need us for that anymore. There was a time when the shell crop was in Mississippi. I don't know if you know about that, but there was a big flood in Mississippi. They kept blacks around. They would let everybody else leave, but they forced blacks to stay around and do the labor. They brought people in from South America. They don't need blacks anymore. The only leverage we have is that vote, Slim. That vote is precious. You can't give that away for absolutely nothing. And you're telling me that go out and give your vote away and take one for the – so, Slim, you take one for the team. Taking one for the team –
and I might just do that. And
you
I might
should
do
that.
You're not gonna,
and just know that your vote is absolutely for free.
Okay, I might just
your vote is the only leverage black America has. Without the black vote, I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, they don't need us for anything else. What do they need us for if they don't get the black vote? They just need the black vote because they're thirsty for power. They get power, but we don't get anything for it. So I can tell you now, you get your nose from Democrats. You get your nose from Democrats, so it's probably in NPR. The clown news network like CNN, MSNBC, New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, you get your news from Democrats. And I can tell you don't think for yourself. You're not a political free agent. You've been coached up to be convinced that the enemy of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer is the enemy of you, your enemy. But
that
enemy is not Black America's enemy. Their interest is Slim, their interest is not our interest. That's the point that I'm making to you.
But like I said again, calm down. But like I said again, that, okay, we blacks won't get nothing regardless of who in office.
So why are you voting if they ain't going to get nothing? In other words, you just want to put Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer back in power. You cool with that? Because somebody told you that chaos is created, even though in your own personal life you haven't seen anything. But you've convinced, because you're not doing your own research, because you probably have a normal job or two. So you don't have time to do your own research. That means you go home, you sit in front of the TV, and you allow Democrats to tell you what to think rather than you thinking for yourself or doing your own checks and balances. That's what it sounds like to me. Because if you
Democrats
check for yourself, the
me.
First thing you realize is that the Democrat Party is a ripoff. And wise men are no
that.
Part of it.
You keep saying the same thing I keep telling you. I
I'll tell you what Malcolm X said, Slim. You sound like Roland Martin. In other words, you're a patty roller. When blacks want to leave the Democrat plantation, you round them up and tell them, get back on the plantation. You're a plantation black.
No. I'm not going to get back on the plantation. What I'm saying is right here is like I said again, and I said again, all your talking won't discourage me and how I feel about it.
I mean, you can vote, but we've already established that your logic has no relationship with reality or your thought process has no relationship with reality.
And
you don't know why you vote.
Like
other than somebody told you that you should vote to get rid of Trump.
The Democrats, we haven't gotten nothing. We haven't been got nothing. And I've been telling everybody something. When Obama came, I said we won't get nothing. And I was right about that. We didn't get nothing. The LGBT and everybody else got something except us. My thing just right here is African-Americans, listen, a lot of African-American guys are saying, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We don't too much like Democrats. All I'm saying is what other choice is there? We don't want to let Trump back in there. That's all I – That's in my simple case. That's all they're talking about. Hey, y'all, man,
Okay, so again, nobody, the case.
I have
how does having Trump in office negatively
not,
impact black America?
Things about Biden. So they're not
how does having Trump,
Biden
well, number
greatest,
one,
greatest
number
thing.
One, Biden has a background in segregation. That's the first thing. So you should also understand that the media is covering for Jim Crow Joe. That's the first thing you should understand.
I don't know about Jim.
You don't know about Jim because you're ready to go vote for Jim.
Nah, I said I'm still waiting.
You still waiting on what? What is that
waiting
on? I mean, what are you waiting on?
It does not matter who I vote for. It does not matter. It's my right to vote, and you're not going to take it away from me.
Well, yeah,
it's
your right to vote, but you sound like you're from the self-defeating attitude that says they labor for my vote, for my right to vote, so I need to go out and vote. But what you, the whole thing that you're missing is this. More than anything, we stand on the shoulders of blacks who labored or who hustled for us to be free. Our freedom comes before anything about the freedom to vote. The freedom is the first thing. And by giving your vote away, Slim, you just annul yourself for that freedom. I don't owe you anything. I don't have to respond to anything because I know you're going to give me your vote. So the first thing for us is to be independent of everybody, whether it's Republican or Democrat Party. Political free agents is what we should be. That's the first thing. And the second thing we need to do is sell the vote to the highest bidder.
Okay.
Sell the vote, your vote to the highest bidder, Slim. Don't let them hustle
okay,
you into
well,
the chaos and
okay,
so go vote.
You know it all.
Let me ask you this. What do you want for your vote? What would you get for your independent vote? Because you all are talking about independent. So what would you get for your independent vote? You tell me, Mr. Smartass. Tell me right now,
okay,
what would you get for your independent vote?
Well, slow down you and your feelings. But if I was to ask for my vote, so what I want for my vote,
okay,
slow down.
But you're
going to
get for independent.
Because you and your feelings. You
who
need a moment.
Independent?
I'm just saying, you and your
who
feelings, and you need a moment. So slow down, take a breath, and let me answer your question. Can I answer your question?
Who is independent? That's all I'm saying.
Who's I'm a political
guy?
Free agent, okay?
I vote for a Democrat or Republican. But you asked me the question about what would I have anybody give me or what would I have a politician give me for my vote?
You
that's not the
you
question
get,
you asked me. Okay,
yeah.
Well, so
to
answer that,
to
for my
I'm
vote.
Independent. I'm independent.
Can I answer the question
okay, well,
or you just all
guy?
Over the place and your thoughts are not organized?
No, who is your guy? You say you're independent. I'm right or wrong. You say I'm independent. Well, what's that going to get you? Can you answer that, sir? Just answer that question. Okay, you independent.
Well,
it
allows me to leverage
you
my vote
going
to
right,
the highest
you ain't going
bidder.
Left. You going to stay independent.
Can I answer the question? We got to do a better job of screening the callers because this guy's all over the place. But it allows – being a political free agent allows me to leverage my vote to the highest bidder. I'm not locked into a political way of thinking or a particular ideology. And what I would ask for my vote is that we have some majority black schools allowed to produce our own curriculum for our own community because our kids think different. Our kids respond to stimuli different from how other kids respond to it. So it doesn't mean
that
our kids can't learn chemistry. It just means that our kids learn chemistry probably different from how kids in 90210 in the Valley learn chemistry. So the first thing I would ask for is majority of black schools, you need to give us curriculum control. We want autonomy over what our kids are taught and how our kids are taught. If we cannot educate our kids, we cannot win. It's as simple as that. And the only way we get control of these schools is to leverage our vote. We have nothing else. We used to have labor, but they bring in people from South America thanks to the Democrats. So we don't have labor to leverage anymore. The only thing left for black Americans to leverage is our vote. And you get absolutely nothing from just giving it away for free because somebody done finesse you out of it by telling you that Trump is chaos and by default we need to get rid of him without telling you what they're going to give you for the vote or what replaces Donald Trump. Because I can tell you, Joe Biden should be in a home. Joe Biden is a dementia patient with a background in segregation. The only two things Joe Biden
Trump
is known for in his 40 years of office
but
is the 94 crime bill and his work with segregationists.
Okay, that's the case, and both of them should be in a home. But like I said before, I agree with all that, you know what I mean, education. But that's something that the black caucus should go put up front for Nancy Pelosi, something for us to say, you know what, our kids.
What part of you don't understand that the congressional black caucus has already sold us out? What part of that don't you get? And the only way to get these clowns back on track is to withhold your vote. That's the only way to shock these clowns back into compliance. Is to withhold your vote. Giving your vote to these clowns for absolutely nothing only encourages them to continue their bad behavior.
That does no, happen. Okay, I can keep doing what I'm doing because no. They don't want anything. They're going to show up anyway. So I don't have to lie.
I agree with that. But like I said before, I'm saying in general, a lot of African-American men are saying, you know what, which route, left or right. So that's what I'm saying. So showing up for the polls. And not only that, a lot of Democrats in different cities are saying the same thing. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, as an African-American man, you got to either hold your vote or you got to just go and take one for the team. Like I said before, that's the thing.
Come on, Slim. Hey, listen, we got to do a better job of screening the callers, man, because this guy's all over the place. I mean, I haven't found one sign of reason, 1 ounce of logic or anything with this caller.
It's logic. Everybody have their own opinion to vote how they want. Just because you feel how you feel, that don't mean other people are going
to... Well, here's the whole thing. You got to support it with evidence, though. You can't just show up and be all over the place. Saying, right, when first you started out saying we got to vote and take for the team. A second ago, you just said, well, black men can hold their vote. Which is it?
You can do both. If some people want to hold their vote, they can hold it. If some people want to vote, they can go vote.
Well, I'm just understanding,
everybody
though. We have to take this
everybody
into account.
Individual does do whatever they want with their vote.
Whoa, what do you mean? That's
you
not
that.
But
okay,
you
have
you spoke about a team.
But listen,
thank you for the opportunity. I'm gone.
Okay, we'll go do that then. Goodbye.
Hello? Do you have a comment?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
The gentlemen before me, they were arguing so much I lost my train of thought. But it's like this. I heard you say in the beginning that some people vote Democrats because their parents, they're following their parents' vote. Well, my parents were Republicans. They were not Democrats. And the only reason I might vote for Joe Biden, it ain't because of what he's doing, because I found out he's done a lot of things. He is part of the reason that black men are locked up. Because he assisted in writing the bill. But
right.
And Trump really haven't done a whole lot for black people because the things that's happening right now was done under the Obama administration. The things that Trump is doing to us won't hurt us in the next 4 years, not right now. He's doing a lot. So you don't really know who to vote for because the people that represent us that are black are hiding things from us, and we know this. But I guess you have to flip a coin because neither one of these two guys is worthy of the black vote. And I can almost now agree not to vote for none of them. Let the white people put them in.
Why
give them a vote? Pardon?
Why
do you
vote? Black people have been voting Democratic,
right,
for a very long time.
And like one of the gentlemen said, that's because they're uninformed. They need to research the history of the Democrats and the Republicans, and they'll find out what a whole lot of it is that's going on between
the
two parties. The Democrats now were the Republicans. Long time ago, they just switched whatever they're doing right now. But that the Democrats now are old Republicans, and most of them were the slave owners. But we need to get together ourselves before the election. If you don't ask for anything, you don't get anything in return. That's why we've never gotten anything. People aren't just now not giving you the cream of the crop. If you don't ask for the cream of the crop, they give you what they want you to have. And that's what everybody does to the black vote.
Okay, black people are asking for something now. They're asking for reparations. They're asking for what they were promised. And
okay, but they're not, you know what, they aren't asking it in a way that they will be listened to. If you go up and tell somebody, okay, all the black people in the country is not going to vote for neither one of you all unless this is going to happen and who by whoever gets into the presidency. They don't threaten them. And that's what we got to do. We got to start using some of the tactics of Trump.
Or that wouldn't threaten the Republican Party. It may threaten the Democratic Party, but
well, that's who votes in. Whoever we can get to represent what we are wanting.
Well, maybe,
and most of all, half of
the
people in the United States don't know what they want. They haven't a clue about what they want. They say
they want something, but black people know what they want. I don't know about the older ones. They want reparations.
If I got my choice of what I wanted, I want all of them white folks to stand up and let me shoot at them. Then they could keep their 40 acres and a mule.
Shoot them sitting down.
I'd like to see them stand up and fall down. I don't want them just slump in a chair.
You have another call at 12:33.
Caller?
12:33.
You have a question or a comment? Caller, you're on.
12:33.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
So I just wanted to just make a comment, you know, both on the previous caller and the caller before that. You know, I think, you know, there's a good way that we can go about these things. I don't think that, you know, we should line people up and just shoot them in the streets. I don't think we should do that. I think we should acknowledge that we should not do that. Now, at the end of the day, you know, Malcolm X did say by any means necessary. So I do believe that we got to fight for, you know, what we want and what we truly believe. And people, you know, who especially in this political climate, especially for the presidency of the office, you know, they go, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever the case may be. But we had an opportunity. I mean, like realistically, if you want a black agenda, you look at Bernie Sanders. That's a black agenda, 100% through and through. No, he's not screaming, you know, black, every single time you turn around, everything has to be about black. Like, I mean, he's not doing that. But if you look at his agenda, it's set up directly black America. Education, healthcare, economically, the whole way through is literally set up for us very poor ourselves. Because, I mean, you want to talk about reparations, we have to be realistically about, you know, how the government is set up. You got to get votes. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to have a certain amount of votes. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. The reality is there's a vote line that you have to hit. We can get every Democratic part of the state. Yeah.
They can come up with the money because they did for the stimulus. So
it's not about the money. It's not about the money. I'm going to be realistic. Like,
cut me a check. For me, cut me a check.
I mean, well, all right, let me ask you this. Here's a good question. Here's a question for you. You say you cut your check for how much? How much should that check be for?
$10 million.
$10 million. Okay. They say they cut their check for $10 million. Let's say they turn around and tax you.
Let's say they turn around.
Right. But I'm just saying in general. They say they cut you a check for $10 million and turn around and tax you at a way where you pay so much in taxes that you pretty much use your whole $10 million within the next 5-10 years.
Okay, I thought about
then
that.
Then what?
So I
then
would
what?
Have that in tax free because they owe us. We don't have to pay taxes on that.
Okay.
No.
So if you
said
do you think that will ever pass through the Senate? Like, do you think there's a real chance for that bill to ever pass through the Senate? Actually, being realistic, do you think that that could pass? You need 60 votes for that to pass. 60. And then the president is going to veto that. Okay? And then
yes.
you need 70,
yes.
you need
because
75%, you need 3/4, 66.6%
yes.
of the vote.
I do think it could pass. But we would have to do something to make them passable, like cripple them
right.
economically. So,
okay.
yeah,
how
I
do you cripple them? How do you cripple them?
Okay. Number one thing is withhold your money. We
okay.
go out there.
That's
spend
true. I agree. I agree.
Clothes, shoes, and all that. Yeah. We're making them rich.
Vote with your dollar. Vote
yeah.
with your dollar. You're right. Yes, 1,000%.
So,
everybody
yeah.
can do
yeah,
that.
I believe we can.
Everybody in America can do that.
Yeah, we can. It's enough
yeah,
black people
I agree.
To do. They're the biggest spenders in the United States. They spend more money. Black people have money. The only problem is with black people, they have poor spending habits.
I understand that. That can be true sometimes. I would say all the time because I don't like to adjust the stigmas. But like I can understand
I,
that you know we not you know typically
the majority of them do. I believe that the majority
right.
of them do.
I agree. I think that's the majority of people.
But my only concern is black people.
I feel you. So my question is this. If your only concern is black people, that should be realistic about what's going to pass and what we can get right now.
I'm being
right?
realistic.
Okay. So you think it's realistic that 2021, we have a new presidency that is inaugurated in the office, and there's a possibility for every descendant of the slaves to get $10 million. You think that's realistic?
I don't think it's realistic within, like, the next year, but I do
okay.
know that it's realistic.
I mean, like, let's say for instance,
I
you know, that's just
like,
a,
yes,
let's say
the
next
future,
4 years.
In the
next 4 years.
Could be realistic, yeah.
In the next 4 years.
Yes, if we do what I said, hurt them economically, I think it could happen, yes.
Well, I mean, I can feel you. You know, I think, you know, if we as a team, as black people, as black America, was to gain
That's
together and on every level, it would have to be from every level. And what we would really see, and the only reason they would do it at that point in time is because it's what we would really see. If we all got together at every level, then we can do it ourselves. We just need those opportunities. And by doing it ourselves, we create those opportunities. You see what I'm saying? Like, we have to go out and be the change that we want to be. That's what we have to do. If we want more black businesses, we have to open black businesses. You know, we want to stop black. Hey, we have to open that in our community so that way it's possible. Otherwise, right now, I mean, like, if you look at Carbondale, you look at Marion, it's not really possible to shop black. Let's just be realistic. It's not really possible. Like, you can do it as much as you, like, as much effort as you put into it, but at the end of the day, you still need toilet paper, and you're going to go to Walmart, Dollar General, Sam's Club, whatever the case may be. We need black grocery stores, you know? So, like, we have to not just talk about what we want them to give us. We have to go out and be that. We have to make that dollar recycle. You know, Black Wall Street was a prime example of what all black communities should look like before they burnt it down.
I totally agree.
All right. I think we see eye to eye then.
Are there any more callers?
6120. Hang on. 1233. Don't go anywhere. 6120 on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I decided to call back. What's going on?
Thank
you. Your last caller had some good points. He was totally off the mark with Bernie Sanders, however. I mean, Bernie Sanders sounds sweet, or socialism sounds sweet, until the food shortages kick in. And take it from a person who has actually experienced time in socialist countries, you don't want no parts of that. So I can tell you that. See, Bernie Sanders talks about a lot of free stuff, but what he's not telling you is the quality of the free stuff. For example, one of his things on his platform is free housing should be a right. But what he's not telling you is that if everyone gets housing, these won't be luxury apartments or luxury condos. It'll be government-controlled housing. Or to put it another way, a bunch of ghettos and a bunch of employees that work in these ghettos who only want to do their 8 hours and go home. Hello?
Can you guys still hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I can see your point there. I want to make sure that this is
right.
Very
no, you had valid points, but I just Bernie is not telling you the truth about the scenario. Like he's Bernie is right that people are not playing fair, but what he's missing or what everyone is missing is that America wasn't built on people playing fair. Ice the Indians, ice African Americans and slavery. If you wanted America to play fair from the jump, America would be no better than any other third world country out here. In other words,
1,000%.
There's no incentive for anyone to risk and take. There's no incentive for anyone to risk and make the investment if there's no reward behind it. So if he's going to rip away a lot of reward from people, then in their mind they're thinking there's no need for me to even go out here and invest $700 million on Viagra or put money in behind research and development because the government's going to take everything. So you know what I'll do? You can pass a law that say you can take my money, but what you can't do is pass a law to keep me here. So instead of operating in the U.S., I'll pack up and go to Australia where they're more friendly and more kind to people like myself who are, you know, capitalists, entrepreneurs, and willing to take the risk and be rewarded for it.
And you know what I think? You know, with the point that you're making, I think, you know, if that's what happens, so be it. Let it go. Because the reality is, this is the reality.
Well, see,
the person,
here's the thing I want to make.
I let you go.
Right, right. You're right. You let me go.
Let me go in.
But you haven't lived in a socialist country. Just so you know.
All right.
Before you say just let
I
it
do.
Go. You have.
I've
been
understand.
To a socialist country.
Right, if y'all finish, you can box it up.
Go. Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Like this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying to you. Okay. No, I have never lived in a strict socialistic company. Country. No, I have not. No. But I have studied economics all over the world. Now, that I have done, okay? I do have an economics degree. That is what I do. That is what I am best at, okay? And I would sit here and agree with you 1,000%. We should not ever have a strict socialistic country. That is not the right way. I 100% agree with that. At the same time, I will also say, on the flip side, we should never have a 100% capitalistic country. I believe there is a line.
I agree. I agree.
You know, and
there
with this
line,
socialism. This line fluctuates. Yeah,
right. And we have a lot
fluctuates.
Of socialism. We have some socialism
you know?
In America to begin. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you're right.
I can hear you.
I agree. We have some
you know?
Socialism in America already, so
yeah.
I agree with that. It shouldn't be
yeah.
totally
and,
all guns blazing
yeah,
in
no,
terms
no,
of capitalism.
I
agree.
But this is a negative stigma that is placed on Bernie, though, is because everyone – who says socialism at all automatically gets consumed with strict socialism, which means that everything is socialistic. That's never
right.
what Bernie said. That's never what he
right.
said. And I will sit here and stand on Bernie Sanders' platform all day because what he's asking for that should be provided as a right are the necessary tools for us to be able to be successful in this society. What is that? Healthcare.
Education.
It shouldn't matter.
Education.
Right. Healthcare. It shouldn't matter what you make, who you are, what you look like. If you're sick and we have the means to save your life or to make your life better, we should be able to do that. Okay? Education. What he's saying is, regardless of where you come from, regardless of what your parents' mistakes was or their success, you should be able to get into school based off your own means, regardless of economic status. You know, these are the things that who are going to directly impact Black America immediately. When you talk about housing, no, I don't think that we should have the government come in and put us all in prison. I don't believe that, you know. But I will say this. I think we should do something that is critical for our society to, one, help out homeless, to cut that down dramatically. We're the wealthiest country in the history of the world. We should do something about that. And I'm not saying people should get a free ride. I'm not saying anyone should be handed out just, oh, here go this and here go that. Or No, I'm not. No, let's just be realistic, you know. But we should have a bottom baseline. And we should be able to judge ourselves off our bottom baseline, you know. Those three things right there would dramatically affect Black America immediately on our own means, and those are things that we can get passed in Congress. Why? Because it's not stamped black. It said, hey, everybody has a fresh shot. And so they can't criticize it. They can't critique. I will bet on Black America all day. The way I bet on Black America is say, hey, give me a free shot, give me a free range, I'll bet on Black all day. I'll take a Black guy over all day on any business, any sports event, whatever the case may be, I will bet on it. And all we need is the opportunity. That's all we really need. Because otherwise, they were going to use whatever other tactics that they can to turn around and say, hey, well, we did this, so you should be happy with it. And that's what we're going to see. That's what they did with Malcolm X. That's what they did with Martin Luther King. They assassinated them, passed a couple bills, and say, now cool out. That's not what we want. We want real change that is going to affect us, our children, our grandchildren, and their grandchildren. You know? That's what I want.
Right. That's what I want. But here's the thing. When you say give us opportunity, what do you mean by that? Give us opportunity.
I tell you exactly what I mean by that, okay? I tell you exactly what I mean. Nobody likes socialism until we talk about how it really affects Black America. How does it really affect Black America? Let's look at college sports right now. College sports. Men's football, the NCAA football, generates over $1 billion industry by itself. But yet, we tell these athletes to be content with just getting a full-ride academic scholarship, never being able to reap any of the benefits of their labor and their fruits that they're doing financially that can directly affect their community and their life stature right then. If that law's changed where they are able to actually accept a salary because they're worth way more than $100,000 a year, some of them are not. That's true. But if we get that immediately, how many more kids do you think will actually take the education seriously and actually stay in school because they don't have to go and try to jump for that next check? Because you can't actually get any of those benefits until you get to the highest of the highest levels. That right there sells ourselves short. You ask most kids, but mostly in Black America, what do you want to be? It's some type of entertainer. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a football player. I want to rap. You know, that's what we are teaching our kids, and we got to break that cycle ourselves. One, two, those opportunities that I just talked about with college athletes. I mean, we got to look at that and say, hey, that's not right. That's not fair. We got to take a stand. We take a stand on that, we're going to directly impact the Black community as a whole. That
okay,
right there,
thank you. We got another caller, 1053. You're on the air.
Hello, Michonne.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How you doing? I just want to say that I've been listening to the show tonight, and I've been listening to some of the comments that some of your guests have made. And I think the main thing is that Black people don't really understand politics and how politics work. You know, we sit around waiting for somebody to give us something. People are not going to give you power. You take power. And the way you take power is you follow the same principles and concepts that big business follow. They have lobbyists that represent them because politicians are just like whores. Politicians go with the money. And if you don't have the money to grease politicians' hands, the palm of their hand, you're not going to get anything. That's politics. And the reason why, and I stated this last time I was on the show, I stated that we're looking at talking about Bernie Sanders, and I personally think that Bernie was the best choice for the poor people and middle-class people. He was the best choice. And now we are talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the segregationist. Well, first of all, where is Joe Biden from? Joe Biden is from Delaware. He represents Delaware. How many Blacks you got in Delaware? Joe Biden represented his constituency. And that's why I don't hold Joe Biden to the same standard I would hold John Lewis out of Georgia or some of these Black politicians out of Maryland and some of these Black-run states and cities. I can't hold them to the same standard. He represented Delaware. And now we have him running for president. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this is a personal opinion, but I look at the two candidates. I look at a Donald Trump, and I look at a Joe Biden. And I've reached the conclusion I can get more through Joe Biden than I can if Donald Trump wins. And someone was making a comment that Donald Trump won't do anything to hurt you. Well, we know that Democrats will give us some crumbs off the table. We know that. Republicans refuse to give you crumbs off of the table. That's why I would not vote a Republican ticket, because I know I can't even get the crumbs, because they sweep up the crumbs. They don't even want you to have that. So you have to look at who is going to be the lesser evil of the two. If they both are not going to give you what you want, well, who's going to be the lesser evil of the two? And you have to take a good look at Joe Biden. And now Joe Biden will do just what that Democratic tells him to do, because we keep looking at blaming Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and all these people. Look, you have representation in Washington. You have that Black Caucus up there. And until that Black Caucus step up and say, hey, this is what you got to give us. And they don't have to make, they don't have to sign no siren and wave a white flag. It's, you got to give blacks reparations. No, just tell Joe, take him back and say, hey, look, Joe, this is what you got to do. If we take the Senate and we take the, we already have the House and we win the presidency, we want black reparations, period. And if we don't get that, you're not going to get the black vote next election. Until black leaders stand up and take that stand, you're not going to get reparations. You're not going to get any black agenda passed. We don't have any PACs. How many black PACs do you have that will donate $100,000 and up to a candidate? Well, no, they won't do that. I try to get some people to contribute $10,000 apiece, get 10 guys to put $10,000 apiece, and we select one of them to represent us. Because if you got a $100,000 PAC, you're going to get the attention of these politicians. So we have to play the game like the white man is playing the game, because he understands your vote. He understands politics. And you can talk all day, but your vote don't count. Nothing's going to change. Well, nobody get everything they want to begin with. It's going to have to be a compromise. Whatever you're doing, it's going to have to be compromised. That's the way this system is set up. And you only have two major parties, two major players. You're the Democrat or Republican. These are the players, and I want to be on the team of one of the players that's going to win. Although you can be an independent, you can be the Green Party, you can be whatever party you want to be, but they are not major players. And until black people realize this, it takes money. You have to contribute money to these campaigns to get what you want. And if you want something passed in Congress, you're going to have to make contributions, $5, $10, $20, whatever it is that you can afford to give. But you've got to take a position. And that's my kind of advice to those that are interested
Thank
in politics.
You,
you got to get involved with it. You have to contribute some money. You got to support a party and put a PAC together. Put a PAC together with about 100,000 and up. You get invited.
And learn how to play the game.
You have to play the game. I remember years ago, you could get, if you had a $100,000 PAC, we could go and meet with the president. At that time, it was George W. Bush. I've been invited to the White House off a $5,000 gift. It doesn't take a lot of money to get to him. And if you put together a $100,000 PAC, I guarantee you, whoever's president, you'll get some play from him. And whoever's the representative in your area where you're from, if you donate in that kind of money, your congressman and your senators will hear you, and they will sit down and listen to what your agenda is. And that's the way I think it needs to be done. You got to get involved.
Thank
in
you.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not.